I think my brother got a hold of Acid 3.0 or 2.0. I think it was 3. I had a computer at the time, so he brought it over, loaded it up. He had a laptop, so he was using it on his laptop, and I was using it on my desktop. Pretty much just taught ourselves how to use it. And he did his thing, I did my thing. I knew somebody else who was using it, so I was learning from him. This young cat, he was using it, so I was like observing how he did it. Like, oh, okay, cool. So I really used it as basic as possible. Now I'm starting to use samples. I use samples for everything. Drum samples. They had drum kits, so I was just using the whole sample. Like, I wasn't coming up with my own drum style or anything. Like, everything was off a sample. So you just lay the sample down. It was so easy. Point and drag. Lay the drums down. Some hi-hats. Some sound. Some whatever sound you find for your melody. I was really into the orchestra stuff, so I wasn't so much manipulated. I would just chop. I'll chop the hell out of something. So I would chop a sample, some orchestra sample, boom, boom, chop it up, use a section of it, repeat it, then boom, you got a beat. Now my beats are sounding a little more better. Still basic, but it sounded a lot more better than what I was doing on my Casio. I just kept messing with Acid, and I was getting better at picking certain sections of the piece that I want, adding all types of stuff to it. And then I think my brother introduced me to Fruity Loops. Now Fruity Loops, totally different way you do things. I started doing my drums on Fruity Loops, drums and bass lines and other stuff. I would still use Acid. To this day I still do this setup. I would use Acid for chopping up sounds, samples, and use Fruity Loops for coming up with my own melodies and my drums and bass lines. So I would create first on Fruity Loops, come up with something, find sounds, whatever, whatever. If I find a sample that I want to use, I would throw it on Acid, chop it up how I want it for like 8 bars, loop that, have it on a constant loop, and then I would build on Fruity Loops how I want my bass line to come out. I want to add more sounds to it, get my drums banging, and that's how I started making beats, and that's pretty much how I've been doing it ever since. And it doesn't really matter what you use. I've used MPCs. My brother had copped the MPC for a little bit. My boy J Absolute was using it. Dr. Beckett was using it. They were all showing me how to make the beats on it, and I like how it's done. But I can't afford one of those, so I just use computer software. My brother had it work briefly, so I was learning how to do it off that. Now I know a lot of producers, right? So a lot of them, I've seen what they use. Everything's different, but it doesn't matter what you use, how you create. You can have all the best equipment in the world, right? You can buy the top end stuff, and you can still make straight trash ass beats. And you can have some of the simplest stuff and make some amazing ass beats. Like, it's all up to the user. It's not really the equipment doesn't make you better. It's your creativeness and willingness to create something with what you have. And you can definitely make a dope beat out of something really cheap. And you can make a dope beat out of something really expensive. It's all on you. It doesn't matter what you're using, it's what you create out of it.